Every Tuesday on Pacific Days, we are joined by incredible Pasifika business owners, entrepreneurs, to share their journey in business. We are joined now by musician and songstress Asani Southern, whom some of you may know as the voice behind the hit track Falling Through a Cloud. Asani has led a really exciting life as a singer-songwriter, in which she continues now as founder and owner of The Music Seeds, becoming a mindset coach for artists in the making. Asani has set up The Music Seeds in hopes of helping musicians establish themselves in the Pacific, New Zealand music industry, as well as the international stage. Asani is also working on a few more exciting projects, including a competition which she's launching today. Asani joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Mārosui Fora, and thank you for your time this afternoon, Asani.
Oh, thank you, Brian, and thank you very much for having me on. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm here at Roundhead Studios at the moment in Auckland, at part of a conference for the Sinking Conference. Yeah.
Nice. Very good. Now, Asani, let's begin our telling all this afternoon. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your whole musical journey, you know, this love, this passion for you and where it all began, the seeds, if you will.
The seeds of Asani Southern. I grew up in a musical family, being Samoan, being half Samoan. And I left New Zealand at the tender age of 18, went overseas with the goal to be a singer. I wanted to sing my way around the world, which I achieved. I sung with Bob Geldof, Brian Ferry, Duran Duran. I met a lot of people in the music scene overseas. I released two albums, writing all my own stuff. And I'm a little bit older and wiser now and have had lots of experience in the industry. And I came back to New Zealand about 8-9 years ago and wanted to do something so as not to waste all the experience that I've had. And I wanted to find a way where I could give back to musicians here in New Zealand. So it's taken me a little while, but I finally landed on The Music Seeds, which is now I've upskilled as a life coach, mindset coach, and done some work in cognitive behavioral therapy and NLP, as well as being a musician and a yoga teacher. So I've sort of created this business now where I'm a mindset coach for musicians to help them map out the path and just get their mindset in a good place, empower them so they can go on to empower themselves.
Talk us through the process, if you will, please, Asani. So when, you know, an artist or a budding artist approaches you and, you know, an overview of that process in terms of being a mindset coach and, you know, some of the touching points as part of that process, please.
Yeah, it's a 26-week program. And it's a one-on-one session with me weekly. And we just really talk about the challenges that they're facing. And I find a way to just help them through whatever is going on. And when I came back to New Zealand, I was managing a couple of artists. I had a little trial. I thought maybe that's what I would do. But at the end, I'm not an extrovert by nature and I'm not a hustler. So, and I did find when I was managing musicians that unless you get your mindset correct, there isn't really much that's going to happen. So you could map out a whole career and a plan and a focus plan and action points. But unless you've got your mindset together, there isn't really, you aren't going to go forward. You've got to have a certain mindset and a passion for what you want to do. So working with me, we established that the passion is there and also having the right tools and mindset to be able to create a business. I also did a small business management certificate. So I've got that as well under my belt to help them set up a business.
Yep. Now, when you work with an artist and, you know, going through this, the process with them, are there, you know, like common areas or common challenges for budding artists, you know, that with your own experience in your career, you know, that all artists go through?
Yeah, every artist is different, for sure. But yeah, there's a few themes. There's the scarcity mentality around money, doing things for free. It's a big one for musicians. For somehow it's drummed into us that we should do everything for free. So there's that. And then there's the whole sort of creating a business out of your asset. So that's a big theme in my coaching. And then there's always other stuff, you know, habits. Being a musician myself, you know, I can understand a lot of their journey. So I can sort of pick up pain points and then just go in a little deeper to things to just create awareness. Create awareness, and also just, you know, to empower musicians to then go on and make the decisions that they want to make. There's so much information out there in the industry as far as, you know, the model of how to be a successful musician in social media. So this is sort of one step before, you know, this is really working with the musician one-on-one as their cheerleader, as their business partner, as their mentor, and just coaching them through it.
Yep. Now, as an artist, but then there's the other side, now being a business owner, similar challenges or, you know, unique, differences, from being a business owner as to, you know, being an artist and having to manage your own career?
No and yes, all at the same time. I think nowadays musicians can definitely be an indie artist in that they can create their own business with their own music. Whereas the old model, you had to wait around for a record company. And that's what's fantastic about the industry nowadays for all indie artists, up and coming artists, that you can actually create a business and generate income and without a record company. You know, you can set it up yourself, syncing, you know, there's so many different avenues, performance, you know, teaching as well, teaching your instrument, as well as, you know, as a performer, getting your music out there and getting it streamed. You can pretty much upload your own music without a record company. So I think the business, it's fantastic for musicians nowadays.
What is it that you...
To create that.
Mm. What is it that you have, that you love about being a performer and, you know, looking back over your career? I mean, when you talk about guys like Bob Geldof and, you know, Duran Duran, and myself being a child of the 70s and 80s, isn't like, you know, oh my life, that must have been amazing. What is it for you that you love about this pathway, life pathway that you've chosen?
Being a musician or being a coach?
Being a musician.
As a musician? Yeah. Well, I just love to sing. I love to sing. I love to write. I love to be involved in music. I mean, I'm still actively involved in the music industry as an artist. And I'm just so fortunate, and I have been so lucky in my career that I've met such amazing people and I've got to work with such amazing people. And that's just because, you know, I had that passion. That's what I had. And you need it because, you know, and the music industry, like all industries, you know, goes up and down, you know. But I love being a coach now. I have been a yogi for a long time. I'm a yoga teacher. So this sort of, the coaching sort of brings everything together for me, my love of music. And I just love these young musicians these days. You know, I love their music. I love everything. They're so lucky to be in this industry right now. You know, there's so much more opportunity for them than there probably was for me, you know. So they're really lucky to create a business and have that business model.
Do you think also, you know, globally and with the advancements in technology these days, Sunny, that New Zealand as a country and artists, you know, well, Lorde is the one that comes to mind, or, you know, Benet, that are being recognised globally?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's another thing that's really exciting for all musicians now is that the industry is becoming a global industry. It's not really separate now. There's not sort of different countries. It's all online and it's all global. So New Zealand musicians have, that there's nothing stopping them now. They just need to get their music up. They need it to be different. I think different is the key. And yeah, I mean, it's doable. They're very, nowadays everyone's just so lucky as a musician.
Now, we mentioned earlier that you have a competition which is actually launching today. Tell us more about that, please, Sunny.
Yeah, and so I have teamed up with Pacific Business Trust because I'm half Samoan, and I thought that I would like to draw from the Pacifica community two musicians that would love to come under my wing and be mentored, be coached, and let me help them create empowerment so that they can go on to do exactly what they want to do. So I launched the competition today, and you can enter that through my website, themusicseeds.com. If you go in there, there's the competition and you can enter it. So I'm hoping to find two fantastic musicians in the Pacific community that I can help.
Founder and owner of the Music
Yeah.
Seeds, Sunny Southern. Thank you so much for your time today, Sunny. We really appreciate it. And for all our listeners and online viewers, all the links for Sunny are in our Facebook live stream. Again, thank you and all the very best for your future endeavors. God bless.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
You're
Okay,
welcome.
bye.
Bye.